At its essence, as it said in the hymn, Find the Essence, Qigong is an energy art. And you're moving energy to cultivate energy, bring more energy into yourself, and bring that energy into yourself in a balanced way. So that if you have a tightness somewhere, on one side of that tightness, there's not enough energy, and on the other side of that tightness, there's a blockage. And so, this is why you just do these gentle movements with gentle breathing to just release. Loosen, 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 let go, let go, let go. And just very briefly, so that if I say some things, hopefully you'll understand what I'm saying. Qigong sees the energy of the human body as you have three energy centers. One is a few, three fingers below your belly button, and it's your lower, they are called dantians. And the translation for dantian is energy center. So it's your original lower dantian energy center for your body, your actions, your movements, your vitality. The second one is here behind your sternum. It is your middle dantian or your heart center. You know, a namaste, that comes to the heart center. And it is the home of your emotions, your feelings, and those sensations that are linked to feelings and how you feel about whatever you're feeling about. The third one is your upper dantian, right above your eyebrows. In the Far East, this is called your third eye. In the West, where we are, it's your forehead. All okay. And this is your wisdom center. All your upper senses, your mind, your creativity, wisdom, imagination, and takes you right up through into spirit. So the primary symbol of Qigong and Tai Chi, which are Taoist practices, we have one on the back wall with all the symbols of the major religions. And I don't normally wear a t-shirt, but today here I am in my Tai Chi Qigong Yin Yang t-shirt. So you see that, and I wanted you to be able to see that, because for years and years I thought that the Yin Yang was associated with the number two. It's two opposites, right? Black and white, dark and light, da-da-da. And yes, there's a bit of each in the other, but it was two. Until I studied with a Qigong master who was born and raised in China, and I studied with him for almost 10 years. And he said, well, you know, the yin-yang is about the number three. It's each side fully together, which makes the whole. And that's it. That's what balance is. You have these opposites, or any number of different ways of being, thinking, and so on. And when they come together, they create the whole. Because Qigong is a practice to bring you back to your natural whole self, the one you're born with. Then we educate it out of you, and then you spend the rest of your life, hopefully, trying to find your way back to that. So in addition to these three centers, and we're going to cross them moving our hands up and down. So when you do, maybe you're bringing energy up and you put a little in each of those dantians. Now you're cultivating energy. Bring it down, same thing, right? You also have, I call them energy portals, one in each hand. If you take your, do this with your third and fourth, you kind of find that place. If this were, and it's similar in your foot. So this is my hand, but it could be my foot, right? My heel, my toes, the ball of my foot, the arch of my foot, the palm of my hand. So in this space on your hands, this is called your Laogan. And I used to think it was Laogan. It's Laogan, which in Chinese means your work palace. You work with your hands. And the one, in, the corresponding one on the sole of your foot is in that same space right below the bridge of your foot. And this one, the English translation is bubbling well. When you're drawing energy up from the earth, that's where it's coming. You bring it right up through your feet and up into your body. You also have one at the crown of your head, a portal which opens. And you can release things up into the heavens. And when you're working with your hands, you have this to guide your hands. And just try and be loose. I watch people sometimes do Tai Chi or Qigong, and they're moving sort of loosely, but their hands are like this. You know, like, go all the way out to your fingertips and down to your toes and loosen, 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 so that both by choice, as much as possible, and by the action of Qigong, your movement, your breath, and your energy, that's it. It's really the old go with the flow. You meet life as it comes to you. You don't anticipate with fear. You don't reflect on the past with worry. You don't anticipate the future with fear. You're invited to be present. So although it's a physical exercise and an energy exercise, for us as Unitarians, I think you can hear the resonance of the spirituality of this practice. And for me, it is both. It is all of those things. I've been doing Tai Chi and Qigong since 1981, so I believe I'm healthier and more whole because of it, as well as many things, like right here. So our first practice, we're just going to gather energy and we're going to cultivate it. So the other thing that visualization that helps is to understand that, again, this is really, really rough. The Eastern view of this is everything is energy. Energy is everywhere. So this room is full of energy. It's rising up from the earth. It's pouring down from the heavens. And you can grasp it. You can gather it. And that's what we'll be doing. And it's energy and matter, and we're matter, but energy and matter can transform one into the other. I even lately, in preparing for this, went and looked up E equals MC squared. But it's kind of a stretch because that formula, energy equals M, which is mass, and C squared is the speed of light squared, and you know, it was like, okay. Energy and matter are interchangeable, and that's all we need to know. So here we go. So gather up a big ball of energy. Imagine it is a ball now. It has formed itself, and you have guided it into a ball. What does this ball of energy look like? Does it have a color, a texture? Does it glow? Is it iridescent? Is it transparent? And while you're sort of feeling that, keep it sort of here below your in front of your lower dantian, and just move your hands in and out. I see that we are in some rows we have three in a pew, so a lot of these motions could be very big, but you know, keep them where you need to keep them based on who you're sitting with. The size of your motion doesn't matter, the intention does. It's all about intention, all of this. So if you intend to hold energy right now, you could do it tiny. You could do it way out to here, it doesn't matter. So on the inhale, expand that ball of energy, sort of like taffy, pulling taffy. And then on the exhale, compress it a little. When you inhale, you gather in more. When you exhale and compress it, it goes through your whole body. And so you're running radiant energy, you're gathering energy, and then bringing it into your body through your dantian. Does your body start to glow? I was somewhere last night where we talked about the movie Cocoon, where everybody glowed. Do you feel a little tingling, a little warmth, a little coolness? Or you're just sitting here in a pew and listening? Doesn't matter. Because it works as it works. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. And this is where your imagination is at play. This bubble gets bigger and brighter and fuller and more intense, and then you pour it into your body. Are you? I don't know. But I know I have created a practice where I use my energy, my body movement, and moving energy, and my breath, and I lace all that with my imagination, and it feels good. So now bring it up a little higher. On your in-breath and exhale, stay there for a moment, and now expand, and you're going to pour energy into your heart. Inhale out. Exhale in. Inhale. Exhale. Let that energy pour into your body through your heart center, radiating into all of your emotions, the happy ones, the sad ones, all of them, into that heart center where your emotions are stored. And then one more, come up and come up here by your forehead. Inhale, exhale. Inhale. What a sight, seeing all of you doing this. It's really beautiful. And many people are smiling. That inner smile is at work. One more. And then bring your hands down and just rest them in front of you, however you will. So much of both of these practices, Qigong and Tai Chi, are about creating balance. That's that wholeness, when all of this is in balance. You know, and this side isn't really big and this side's really small. It's you're in balance, which means you're everything. You know, you have all your emotions, you have all your states of being. It's not about perfection. It's not about everybody becoming wonderful. It's more about just being who you really are and accepting who you are. So one of the places that we bring that into balance is between heaven, heaven and earth and human. And we are in balance when we become a channel of energy from the heavens and from the earth. And we stand here as this channel in balance. So we're going to do a couple exercises and then combine them and play with them a little bit. So the first one is, it's called drawing down the heavens, but drawing down kind of means to me like, I'm up here and I grabbed it and I pulled it down. And it's, I prefer opening to the heavens. So you're kind of opening your crown and you're guiding, you gather some earth energy, you gather some universal energy. Now here's where you need to be cognizant of where you are. So maybe I can do this, but maybe your, when you come up, is here. And then you come up here. That's fine. But where you're going is up here in the heavens. And then you just guide that energy down and pour it into each one of your dantians. And then you go up again. That's an inhale. And pour it down, that's an exhale. So you're inhaling when you come up, and you're exhaling as you pour down, or as the energy pours down through you. And then you rise up, inhale, allow it to descend and fall down, all the way down through the soles of your feet and into the earth. So inhale, exhale, and rest. So you can see from that another way that this exercise is so connected, because it's not just about what's happening with you and in your body. You are deeply connected to everything around you. Heavenly energy, earth energy, universal energy. And it is a practice, and you're so doing it in unison. You do it together. So it is a relationship experience, a collection, a collective, cooperative experience. And it's not, you know, that saying, it's not just about you. It's because you're doing it. Even if you're doing it by yourself and there's no one else there, you are still deeply connected to energy, which is everywhere, to the earth on which you sit or stand, and to the heavens, which are above you always. So let's do the other side of that now. We Let heavenly energy pour down. Let's open to earth energy as it rises up from the earth, and up, up, up it comes through each one of your dantians, and then just let it fountain out, big or wherever. Get yourself back down again. And I have to do it between my knees because I want to kind of really visualize being able to gather that energy up. And up it rises. It just rises up. And yes, I am guiding it. You are guiding it. We are all moving our hands as we inhale up together. And as we exhale down together. But it's not willful and it's not forced. We inhale easily, relaxed, in a loose way, and exhale, and let go, let go, let go. So we'll go again. Inhale. Release. Exhale. There it goes. One more. Inhale. Up. Release it overhead. Exhale. Come back down to your beginning place. And we'll do one more. And down. And now to bring those two together, there's an exercise called combining heaven and earth. So if you start with your hands here at your central, at your middle dantian, you're going to go up and down and up and down. And so you're touching and drawing earth and heaven energy at the same time. So the easiest breath pattern is you follow the rising hand. It looks like this. And then you come back. So you let your breath, you inhale here. And then exhale as you return both of those hands to your heart center. And then let them slide by as you inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, touch heaven and earth. Exhale, return to your heart center in balance. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Last one. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, exhale, and rest your knees, rest your hands on your knees. I'm going to give you one more image, which somebody sent me this cartoon, and it didn't quite fit, but yes, it does. Visualize two rabbits, sort of humanoid rabbits. You know, they're standing up on their back legs, and they're pointing at something, and they've got their big long ears. And beside the one rabbit, and there's a little horizon, and there's black soil. So they're standing on the earth, right? And this rabbit over here has this beautiful flourish of green up out of the earth, the carrot tops. But then when you look down below the picture, he's got this spindly, narrow little carrot. The other rabbit over here has this just this little bit of green, but when you look down below the earth, he has this enormous carrot. And the saying that went with it was something like, success is not always seen. And I'd been thinking about this service, and I'm thinking, that's it. The big carrot rabbit's been doing Qigong, right? Because it's unseen. It's internal. It's visualized. It's imaginary. And look at the size of that carrot compared to the guy who's gone, the rabbit who went all external. Yes, the externals are very important, but that's where the balance comes in. So maybe if the two of them could get together, they'd have a great carrot and even some nice greens. So it was the best image I could think of to explain to you what Qigong really is and what the result of it is. So there you have it. We're going to do one more, and then we'll be about done for today. Thank you all for your participation. It's been beautiful to watch you. So this is a similar one, but instead of bring your hands up, it's called the fountain, and you're just fountaining out energy. Because the one other thing that I do want to say is Qigong radiates. So when you're doing Qigong, you are doing it for yourself, but you are, when you are in that balance or that energetic state, you are radiating it out to the whole world, to anyone you wish, and all of us who need it. So let's just radiate here with the fountain. So you bring your hands up, backs of your hands, and then it turns, and it just radiates. There it goes, fountains out and around and down. And again, it's a similar movement, but just done a little differently. So draw up all that energy and let it fountain out to everyone in this room and beyond, to anyone in need, whatever is needed. Here we go. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Oh, we've even got people giggling. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Last one. Inhale. Out through your crown. Exhale. Big fountain of energy going everywhere. And down to the earth. Put your hands on your legs for a moment. And then come up in gratitude. Thank you. Okay.